How can we give other people happiness over the holidays? Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 19th. With the holiday gift giving season coming up, what can you give someone that doesn't necessarily come from a store or doesn't necessarily cost a ton of money? Or what kind of experience would make you or a loved one happy? We welcome your questions and your ideas as we talk about 25 ways to give happiness over the holidays. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Our Facebook page is The Joy Cardine Show, or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Carol DeWolf-Nickel, formerly editor-in-chief of Better Homes and Gardens and at Reader's Digest Association, and now editor-in-chief of Live Happy Magazine, whose debut issue features the article 25 Gifts of Happiness. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. I love the name of your new magazine. Why would a magazine devote itself entirely to the topic of happiness?
Because everyone loves the idea that their life is going to be happy and the lives of those people in around them are going to be happy. Happiness is something that we've been pursuing as long as we can even think of the word happiness. And it is something that everybody wishes their children would have. So it's very universal as a pursuit in our lives.
Yeah, so it is universal, and we do pursue happiness. Why do you suppose happiness is so important, especially around the holidays?
Because happiness is something that you can actually be sustained by. So it's something that is part of, you know, when you have a bump in your life, excuse me, happiness allows you to get through that. And so it is something that is something that you can use as a tool to make your life better and also, quite frankly, to make sure that you understand that it is all about giving other people's happiness is what makes you happy, just as your song in the opening says.
Wasn't that cute? Yeah. And we were intrigued by the article, 25 Gifts of Happiness, in the debut issue. It contained a lot of creative and thoughtful ideas about sharing happiness this holiday season. How did this come about?
Well, it actually was a brainstorm from all of the staff members, and we thought that this would be a great way, just as you said in your opener, for people to realize that it's really within their grasp to do something very special this holiday season, and to give themselves a gift of happiness, because when you give yourself away, you and yourself are happy inside. So number 22 is start the day with a positive thought and pass it along. So my positive thought today is we're only 10 days away from Thanksgiving. Isn't that a fantastic idea? We're only 10 days away from our first holiday.
Yeah, and I love that. I love that idea to share a positive thought. I shared on my Facebook page, along with the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, a sweet collage of photos of a little boy toddler sleeping with his puppy.
And
it was so sweet. And I noticed number one on the list, give your family the gift of a best friend with four paws. Happiness truly can be a warm puppy or kitten.
That actually came from Laura, who is our web content manager. And she has, she with her husband have two wonderful ideas for a kitten and a puppy under their family Christmas tree.
Yeah. And of course, your family wants to have that puppy or kitten.
They have three children who are asking for just that. So, yes. And, of course, that comes with the responsibility of having those new little friends as part of your family.
Yeah. So you mentioned number 22, start the day with a positive thought. Do you have another personal favorite gift of happiness idea off the list?
I love them all, but I think the one that I thought was also really fun was number 15. And my family loves to sing, but this is a great way to spread the happiness. Just call up a friend and start a caroling call. So can you imagine over the line having voices of your friends, you know, wishing you the best holidays with a carol. I love that idea.
I do love that idea. My friends might not love me calling them and singing.
I bet they would.
That's very nice, and especially I don't know. I could imagine too. You could think of not only a good friend or family member, but a neighbor or somebody who might not have a big family to share the holidays with. It would be nice.
Yeah, that is a wonderful idea. You know, that is something too on the list. It's number three. Invite a friend, neighbor, or coworker who would spend a holiday alone to your holiday dinner. It's such a very special thing to do, and such a unexpected invitation can mean so much to someone who may not, have family, as you said, or maybe is away from family for the holiday.
Well, I'm also interested in number two, which I think is a wonderful gift. Give the gift of charity to your children. Can you explain how this works?
Yes, this is actually Deb's idea. She's general manager of Live Happy Media, and she is the mother of three small children. And this is something that she felt very strongly about. They are very small, seven and down, but they do this every holiday, and it seems like the kids really understand what it means to give, even at their early ages. So they just go through their room. They find things that they want to give to a girl or a boy about their age. They wrap them up and take them to the chosen charity for the season.
And that makes the children happy, we think.
We do, and it is something, the joy of giving is something that is best, I think, taught early, right?
Mm-hmm.
And taught often. So don't wait always until the holiday season. It's a good all-around year idea.
That's a wonderful idea, and it's not quite the same that some people might think, that it's donating to a charity in someone else's name.
I think that both of things obviously are valid, but this is a little bit more personal, right? It's
mm-hmm.
giving something away that maybe you've loved, and maybe that's what you finally realize, that giving something that's precious to you makes the gift all that more special for somebody else.
So what creative ideas do you have for making someone happy this holiday season? Is there a unique gift or a way of gifting that you are planning for your family and friends, a way to give happiness over the holidays? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. What suggestions do you have for gifts that maybe don't come from a store, but from the heart? We are talking about 25 ways to give happiness over the holidays with Carol DeWolf-Nickel. She is editor-in-chief of the new magazine, Live Happy. The debut issue features the article, 25 Gifts of Happiness. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
We are talking about gifts of happiness. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Tuesday, November 19th. What kind of gift can you think of that maybe doesn't come from a store, doesn't cost a lot of money? Maybe it's an experience that would make you or a loved one happy. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking about 25 ways to give happiness over the holidays with the editor-in-chief of Live Happy Magazine, Carol DeWolf-Nickel. And our first caller is John in Richland Center. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your idea?
I think it's caring and sharing and making a homemade Christmas card for your friends.
Wonderful. How would you, do you make your own Christmas cards?
Yes, I did.
Yeah. And just writing a nice note, or do you do?
Well, you can draw a Christmas tree and stuff,
Yeah. Why don't you just make a homemade card, Carol?
I love that idea, John. What a fantastic idea. It means so much to get something homemade. I agree. people realize it right away when they see something homemade. They know it comes from your heart.
Thank you very much, John, for that idea. Ethel in Crandon is with us now. Hi, Ethel.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, what's your idea?
Well, we started this a while back because we were going through hard times and we found giving is one of the things that can really relieve some of the sadness you're feeling about your own life. We go in after Christmas as a family and we buy little hats and mittens that our local one local store has on sale, really reduced price and stuff, and that, you know, Black Friday shopping. And they range from two for a dollar, you know, up. But giving a child a pair of mittens for those cold hands and that warm hat, it's like something you've just given them the world. It just brings so much warmth to your heart, and it doesn't cost a lot.
Wonderful. So you will buy these deals during Black Friday, or did you say the day after Christmas?
No, the Black Friday deals.
Okay, so picking up Black Friday deals, but not just for yourself, but for charity, I guess. What do you think of that, Carol?
I love that idea, too. Ethel, you said you had found giving relieves some of your own sadness. Tell us about that a little bit. You just had this idea, and it just happened? How did that all come about?
My kids were little. I was a single parent. My husband decided that he didn't want to be a husband and a father and walked out on us.
Oh.
And, yeah, so we struggled through some of the tough times while the kids were growing up. And one year it was really bad. We had a giving tree in one of our local stores where uh-huh. children's names were put on the list of things they needed for, you know, just for living.
Yeah.
We went in and we bought a couple of presents, and my kids felt that they had just done the most amazing thing in the world, yeah, giving someone else a gift that they would have liked to have received for Christmas.
Oh.
And it just made me feel so wonderful, and it made my kids feel so great. We started a practice of every year then finding something that we could give that didn't take a whole lot, but was something that we knew someone else would love and someone else would need because we were feeling the same kind of crunch.
I love that. Thank you so much, Ethel. What a wonderful thing to do. And the children participated. And it just goes to show what you said to start, Carol, is that giving makes us happy, too.
It does. It does. And I'm teaching my granddaughter now the same thing. She's learning that sharing is much more fun than just hoarding everything to yourself.
Thank you very much, Ethel, for the idea. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page if you have an idea of a way to give happiness over the holidays. Here's one that I also love on your list, Carol, in Live Happy magazine. Number 6 on the list, use your talents to make something special, which is John, our first caller, said he was going to do. But this is something other than making a Christmas card. Teach a friend yoga or teach your grandma how to tweet. That's wonderful.
We love that one, too. And we all have these small little things we do every day that some other person in our lives would also love to know how to do. We just have to think about it. You know, you watch your relative or a friend or a coworker struggle with something. If you just lend a hand, that is an amazing gift. I love the fact that Ethel made this a tradition. That is something I'd like to add to our list here, is to make giving the gift of happiness a tradition. That's a fantastic thing.
Yeah. And I know how to do yoga. I don't know if I could teach. I think I could teach a few moves.
I think somebody who's just interested in seeing how it feels, you know, to just offer, because also then you're giving them the gift of just, you know, experiencing something together. The joy of doing something together certainly would happen with that, don't you think, Jen?
Yeah, I do. So do you have a talent that you will put to work as a gift to others, Carol?
I love to play piano, so I try very much over the holidays to make sure that my music books are always out, and that just seems to happen organically. People will sit down and they'll listen to you play, or they'll want to sing, or they'll want to try something at the piano. So yes, I love to pass that along.
Yes. Holiday open house at your house.
Well, the 21st is actually one of the parties I have planned. You're right.
Dan and Drummond has a similar talent, I think. Hi, Dan.
Well, Here's what I do. I combine two different things. Your guest was talking about how she sings over the phone to friends and playing the piano. And I have an instrument that has 100 songs that are programmed into it, and this is one of the songs. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I, bravo, Dan, bravo. Now, did you sing that live, Dan, or was that programmed in too?
The music was programmed live, or programmed in, and I just pressed the button to let it play, and I sang.
Oh gosh, I think that made me happy. Didn't it make you happy, Carol?
Absolutely, it's the first time I've heard that this season. So Dan, thank you so much.
Well, and Dan, you just will call up friends and just play that.
And my relatives that are far away in that, and that's the one song that I usually sing to them.
That's great. And I know Dan also goes to the nursing home, and do you play carols and such there?
I don't do that anymore because back in May I gave up. I was in the hospital for 2 weeks back in January, and I ended up giving away my car because I wanted to work on my weight and that, walking and that. But what I do is I will sit down and record myself on cassette, and I usually send these tapes to various places that I've played at.
I love it. Thank you so much, Dan. That really did bring a smile to my face, and I'm sure it does to your friends and relatives and nursing home residents if you do that to them too. Thanks very much. Jane in Green Bay is with us now. Hi, Jane.
Good morning.
Morning.
I love your show, Joy.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
My husband is an artist blacksmith, and he's an established blacksmith in the Green Bay area, and he gives a gift of experience for Christmas. So he opens his shop, and he calls it an open shop, and he says, come and experience a day in the blacksmith shop. So people can give that as a gift, or I've seen husbands and wives come. I've seen there are always a few women in the group and a bunch of guys, and they come and they get to use the forge and the actual blacksmith tools, and they make things for a day.
What a great idea. Yeah, be a blacksmith for a day. So that's using his talents to bring happiness to others. So,
absolutely.
And what about you, Jane? Do you make stuff in the blacksmith shop?
I don't make things in the blacksmith shop, but I love to sing. So I sing with the Dudley Birder Chorale in Green Bay, and we do the Holiday Pops concert with the Green Bay Symphony Orchestra.
Wonderful.
That's a wonderful gift we give to the community.
Well, there you go. That's true too, right, Carol?
I love that idea, Jay. My goodness, that is so generous. And what a wonderful thing for people to experience, because that is a fading art, is it not?
It is a fading art, and I mean, to actually work right in the blacksmith shop is super cool, you know, because you've got the old-time tools, but it's a propane forge, so it's kind of a combination of old and new, and you can work with a skilled blacksmith who can really show you how to do things.
And then I suppose people take something away from that experience too, right? They're making something?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. I've seen back scratchers. I've seen bells. You know, the triangular bells. I've seen decorative hooks. All different kinds of things that people dream up, and he has projects for them they can use as well.
Love it, Jane. Thank you so much. And that's similar to number 10 on the list. Give the gift of talent. It's a little different than use your talents to make something special. Give the gift of talent. Explain what are some other things that people can do.
This is, you know, and this came from our staff, as I said, and this is a person who loves to sew, and so that's what he thought of, was to offer to sew a button on. Again, a simple thing, but many people do not have that skill. Make new pillow covers. If you can paint, offer to paint a room for a family. Or if you know IT, offer to clean up your friend's computer. Boy, that's something that I could actually use.
Me too.
How about you, Joy?
Absolutely. I wonder if I know anybody that knows how to do that. Actually, my nephew knows how to do that.
There you
are. I hope he's listening this morning.
Well, I'll give him a hint. You can... That is good. And here's another one that might cost a penny or two, but it's not a thing. It's an experience. Like, give an experience off someone's bucket list. I think that would be fabulous.
And this actually came from a friend because he wanted to learn how to skydive. And I secretly always wanted to learn as well. And so he said this would be a great one to put on the list because we could do this for each other.
Well, that sounds really good. We have, let me take, I think we can fit one in before our news break. Alicia in Green Bay. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how are you today?
Good. What is your idea?
My idea was, this year, instead of buying somebody a material gift, I was thinking about going to the local community college and buying two seats in a class. They have non-credit classes there, something like clay making or jewelry making, or they have ethnic food cooking classes, something we could do together.
I think that's perfect. I love that idea, too. We have just 30 seconds, Carol. Is that? I don't know if that's on the list.
It is not. What a great idea, Alicia. I'm making a note of it right now. Fantastic idea.
Thank you so much. Well, let's take some more of your ideas after we check news. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. We're talking about gifts of happiness over the holidays. And we'll get to more of them after we check the latest news.
So I'm singing you a happy song just to cheer you up when you got it rough.
We are talking about giving other people happiness over the holidays and 25 ways to give happiness as a gift for the holidays. And we are welcoming your ideas, your suggestions. With holiday gift-giving season upon us, what can you give someone that doesn't necessarily come from a store, something that comes from the heart, or doesn't cost a lot of money? Maybe you have a talent, or maybe there's an experience that would make a loved one happy. We welcome your ideas at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 6:37 on this Tuesday, November 19th. We are talking with Carol DeWolf-Nickel, formerly editor-in-chief of Better Homes and Gardens and at Reader's Digest Association, now editor-in-chief of the new magazine Live Happy. The debut issue of Live Happy features the article 25 Gifts of Happiness. And let's go right back to the phones. We have Leah in Green Bay with us. Hi, Leah. You're on the air.
Hi. Well, I am talking about a gift from the heart. People give me for the holidays, and what I do is I'm what's called a personal historian. I interview people, and they talk about their family stories, and we make a book, and they give it to their family. And, in fact, someone just flew me to Mexico to interview his father, and that's going to be, I'm going to write it up into a book, and it's going to be for all the offspring and the grandchildren, and it gives them a lot of pleasure reminiscing, and it's kind of legacy for the family.
So you will write the family history?
Yeah, but they tell it to me.
Mm-hmm. So
I use their words, so it's a way to hear, almost like hearing the voice, and yet collecting all those old stories and saying, oh, I'm just like my grandfather. Or my grandmother.
Well, Leah, that is quite a talent that you have to be able to do that. You could, I suppose, too, not to diminish Leah's ability to do this. You could, I'm thinking, Carol, interview grandma and write down some personal family stories and compile a family history yourself.
I think that's a great idea, Joy. And Leah, thank you so much for bringing this up. It's really important that we have family narratives, and they can be captured, as you do, in a book. Or, you know, a lot of people would be more comfortable perhaps just talking, you know, in a video situation, or even for some of the people who are very good in IT, they can make a little movie with certain people being interviewed. That's a fantastic gift. What a great idea.
And some of these happiness gifts are very simple. Just be there.
Just be there. This is something that people really brought forth as a way that simply by showing up, especially to perhaps a relative you haven't seen for a while or a friend that you haven't talked to for a while, just the sense of just giving someone the gift of your presence, it really resonated with a lot of people on our staff and on our team.
Another one, that was number 8. Number 9 is give together gifts. What are together gifts?
This is a fantastic idea because, you know, as a family or as a group of friends or, you know, siblings, what do you like best? Getting together, it's just that simple. So suggesting that as a gift, not just as an occasion on a calendar, was a great idea. In other words, talk about meals you're going to cook together, surprises you're going to do together, sunrises you're going to get up to see together, books you're going to read together.
Neat. This is a simple one, too, and profound, though. Pay someone a compliment.
This is such a simple thing, too, and it's amazing if you just start your day with saying to a coworker or to your spouse or to your child, you know, you're very special to me, or thank you, or my goodness, you are so gifted. Your pancake today was just so delicious. It's amazing what a simple compliment will do. And funny thing happens is when you receive a compliment, you're more apt to also give one. So you pass it along.
Wonderful. Let's go to Barb next in Green Bay. Hello, Barb.
Hello. I and some friends, we love making up beautiful luxury gift baskets. And one of my friends is sponsoring a food shelf, and we're going to have special families we're sponsoring. So we're going to all throughout the year collect baskets and cute Christmas mugs, and we'll have individual mugs for each family member, and fresh fruit, hot cocoa mix, Christmas candles, Christmas CDs, specially made fleecy blankets. And the idea is to create kind of a cozy Christmas moment for that family rather than just giving them a bag with, here's your turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to individualize it and make them feel something luxurious. So,
Barb, how did you find out the families that needed these baskets?
Well, through my friend's church, they mm-hmm. have we have a school in Green Bay that has a lot of kind of, you know, low-income families that they sponsor.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll know the, you know, how many children and that type of thing, so we can kind of gear it and put in little stuffed animals or whatever, you know, just to make it special, individual.
Right.
For that family.
I love that. That's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that idea. So, yeah, a basket of little nice things that's specifically for a family in need, Carol.
I just love the idea, Joy, of the of getting a basket with things that are to you, right? And so you have a mug with your name on it. Oh, that's such a great surprise. And I really appreciate that you're going out of the way to know something about the families and to really understand what their circumstances are. That's a gift, too, of understanding and compassion.
Yeah, Jeremy from Prairie du Chien says his wife makes him fleece blankets. He likes the ones in the store, but he's really tall, and they're always too short for him.
So. Oh, my gosh, that is so great.
But, you know, that's a handmade item that, you know, she makes her own fleece blankets. That's wonderful.
I think that's wonderful. And again, it's something personal, something that only she would know about John. So that is just that warms my heart, too.
Yeah, here's Corrine in Richland Center. Hi, Corrine.
Good morning. I have been wearing hats, and it's not just so I don't have to comb my hair. It's winter, and I've even heard on television in New York, they say, why don't those people in Wisconsin wear hats? It's winter. Well, I have discovered that I used to make hats, but I found out I went to the dollar store, I could buy a very sturdy little hat, and I decided to put writing on it. It started out political, then it went someplace else. I decided, when I went into Walmart especially, the child is in the cart, and he's bugging Mama. But these little children will look at me and my hats. but you don't put food on them because that gets them a little distressed. They're hungry then. But at winter, right now I'm making a winter hat, and it has those curly little white stuff on it for snow. I have little sleds and snowman and just different little angles. And you can write a note on it, put a scripture on it, anything you want to put on it. But people are looking at your hats, and they're keeping their head a little warmer.
Corinne, I think that so you're embellishing hats that you picked up at a discount store.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's fun, and what you can put on them is just anything. I mean, it's nice.
It is. It reminds me, it wasn't a holiday gift, but we had a girls' weekend just this past weekend, in fact, where a couple of my longtime girlfriends had birthdays. And one of the surprises was instead of those, the mature women who wear red hats, I can't remember the name of that society, a couple of friends picked up hats at discount stores, and then they did the same thing. They embellished them, and they were just ridiculous looking, but it was just a lot of fun. And we said the next time, instead of them making all of us hats, we would do it together, just because it would be a fun, crafty thing to do together, and we could all show our creativity and have a goofy hat at the end.
I love this idea, too, because it's so creative, and there's something about doing something creative that just releases a sense of happiness. And so not only are you having fun doing this, Corinne, you're also creating joy just by simply giving people the idea that they could do it, too. So that's wonderful.
And I would not put a spider on my hat.
That's just a little creepy, isn't it?
It was a joke. It was an inside joke. Anyway, we are talking about 25 ways to give happiness over the holidays. We are talking with Carol DeWolf-Nickel. She is the editor-in-chief of Live Happy Magazine, a brand new magazine. The debut issue features the article 25 Gifts of Happiness. We are sharing some of the ideas on this list, and we're welcoming yours, too. What are some of your ideas of ways to make someone happy this holiday season? What unique gifts or ways of gifting are you planning for your family and friends? Or what have you tried before? Maybe something that doesn't break the bank. Maybe something that doesn't even come from a store, but from the heart. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. How can we give happiness over the holidays? That's what we're talking about for this hour. We're talking about an article that we found in the new magazine, Live Happy. The article is 25 Gifts of Happiness. We've talked about a number of them already, but we still have more to go. And we still have an open line for you to share your idea of how you give happiness over the holidays. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Our guest is Carol DeWolf-Nickel. She is the editor-in-chief of Live Happy Magazine. And we have John in La Crosse who emails, little audio recorders are everywhere in smartphones, etc. Why not record a story for your kids, regardless of their age? Mistakes are okay. It will make them happy to hear it for years to come. Not a bad idea, Carol.
I love that idea. You know, there's something about a person's voice. You just know who it is the moment you hear it, either in person or across the phone. So what a great gift.
Yeah. Well, we have gone through a number of these ideas from your list. Maybe I'll have you pick one that we haven't talked about yet that you think would be an interesting one to give for the holidays.
Well, I think there's something here that I really love. It's number 17, Joy, and mm-hmm. It says, write an accomplishment list for your spouse. It's a very simple thing to do, but you would write it out. Think about the things that your spouse has done in his and her life with you and with your family, and then you read it to them. It's such a personal gift. There's something like that that is only special between the two of you, and the idea that you take the time to write it and then read it
I'm sure is going to be a gift that you both remember.
Right. And I like number 18 right after that. And this is a gift for yourself, that you write down the moments that bring you the most happiness every week.
You know, this is actually based in science, and that's what the magazine does, Joy. It brings the science and the art of happiness together. Science has shown that when you actually create a habit of happiness, you have more of a sustained sense of being happy. So what we're saying here is just know that there are certain things that make you happy during your normal day. Be sensitive to those and then repeat to those, and you'll be happier.
Yeah. I'm doing, informally, but I'm doing it on Facebook, I'm doing 30 days of gratitude, where every day you just name another thing that you're grateful for or that you're thankful for. And it makes you think about the things that you're happy about and not the things that you gripe about.
And then those 30 days will probably turn into 30 more.
Right.
And you can see the pattern. And I'm so glad to hear that. That is fantastic,
yeah.
Joy.
Louise in Platteville is with us. Hi, Louise.
Good morning. Last year for Christmas, my two daughters gave me the gift of, well, it was a little stuffed alpaca, but they had given, through the church, they had given a family in South America an alpaca so that the family would be able to have a means of income from the wool of the alpaca.
Oh, that's great. And Louise, how did that make you feel that you knew that you were a part of this gift?
Well, it's hard to put into words, because when you can do something like that where a family probably had nothing or practically nothing, then that they would have a source of income is certainly something that is very profound when it comes to giving.
And, you know, I love the fact that you have a little stuffed alpaca to remind you of that, too.
I do, and it's on my table in my living room, and I see it regularly, and I think about the family and truly wonder how they're doing. I have no idea who they are, but this was done through the church group. It's an organization, and I don't remember the name of it, but I have no reason to believe that it wasn't very legit, of course. So,
yeah, I've heard of that type of charity, and I can't remember the name now either.
There's one, Joy, if I could just suggest. It's called Heifer International.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. And Louise, that's a fantastic idea, and I'm so glad that it continues to give you great joy.
Thank you, Louise, for sharing that. Heifer International. Hannah in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Hannah.
Hi, Joy.
So what's your idea?
Well, I am a college student in La Crosse, and so funds are normally pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
But my family always really appreciates the homemade gifts that I give them. So I normally make them a scarf. I just crochet a scarf and send them with a picture from our childhood. So my little brothers can have pictures of us, and my parents get a nice little remembrance of our childhood. So,
I think that's wonderful. You know what, Hannah? I don't know if you do this, but we had a friend who gave a friend's scarves, and we took pictures of all of us wearing them so that we'd all remember them.
Yeah, I have all boys in my family, and they love to make fun of me because I'm 22 and I crochet scarves.
Well, that's a wonderful talent to have, Hannah, and that I'm sure you actually are making them very happy. Thanks for sharing that. What do you think, Carol?
I love it too, Joy. Hannah, that's fantastic. I love the fact that you're giving them something of the present and of the past. Remembering good times really do help us remember that happiness sustains us as a family and as a group of friends. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and after they get the scarf, the scarves, Hannah, you should, number 21 on the list is another way to give happiness for the holidays. Before you say goodbye to family and friends, always give big hugs. Hugs will give us happiness, Carol.
That's right, and it is a simple thing. And let's take it a step further, too. Sometimes when you realize that people just need a big hug, even if you're not there, just say, I'm giving you a big hug, and they'll feel it.
Nice idea. Janie in Green Bay is with us. Hi, Janie.
Hi, Joy.
What do you do for the holidays to give happiness?
Well, last year I was running out of ideas for what to get for my mom for Christmas because she seems to have a little bit of everything. So my brother, sister, and I decided to put together a scrapbook for her where we each split up a pack of index cards and wrote either lessons that we learned from her or things that we were thankful for that she had taught us over the years now that we're all grown children in our 20s and early 30s. And we just kind of assembled this in an old photo album for her and read it to her at Christmas, and she said it was the best gift she's ever gotten.
I bet you she cried a lot, too.
I think we all did.
Yes.
Yep.
And how nice to tell your mom or a loved one that now and not wait to hear.
I think that Janie hit it on the head. You know, this is just the simple thing of thinking what's going to make your mom the happiest, giving her, you know, the insight of everything that she has given you. Oh, my gosh, what an incredible gift.
Thank you, Janie, for sharing that. I think we have time for one more. Connie in Waukesha. Hi, Connie.
Hi.
Yes, what is your idea, Connie?
Well, I have a couple of ideas, but the one thing my sweet little mother used to say, if you have nothing to give to somebody, give them a little smile. I mean, and in this time of craziness, you know, where it gets so commercial and people are running around like chickens with no heads, give them a smile. And pretty soon you find people smiling back at you. Oh, well, why is that person smiling at me? But I was an elementary teacher, and I came up here as a bride. You people bundled up in Ohio, we had a mild climate, and we wore babushkas. We thought that was wonderful to get a babushka. And I remember eighth grade, bunny fur mittens. If I got just a babushka and bunny fur mittens, my Christmas would be complete. Well, getting married, I came up here. I was elementary teacher by the lake, Michigan. So you had yard duty, not prison duty. You went out there morning recess 15 minutes, noon recess 15 minutes, afternoon recess, yeah. And that wind would whip through.
Connie, I don't mean to interrupt, but we are at the end of the show, and that made me smile. A smile is good enough, Carol. If you don't have anything to give, give a smile.
I give a smile every day, Joy. What a great way to end it.
Yeah, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Carol DeWolf-Nickel is the editor-in-chief of Live Happy Magazine. The debut issue features the article 25 Gifts of Happiness. Thanks to Marika Saval for producing this program. Thanks to Christy Taylor for on-air production and direction. Thank you for listening, and thanks for all of your great ideas of ways to give happiness over the holidays. I'm Joy Cardine. I hope you stay tuned. This is the Ideas Network. Oh, it's-